Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Shirlene, your hostess. You are welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 2 Kings, beginning with chapter 23, verse 18. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa.
Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services such as job coaching and employment services and other help forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at shirleneonline.net.
Actually, I have a new email address and or website, rather, of youravon.com, Shirlene Stevens. And it's still available 24/7 for all my iShop Avon audience. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sale teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable, starting at $15, and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Shirlene Stevens with no space in between. Shirlene spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Today, we remember Pearl Bailey, and it's Indonesia, Sean Penn, and Robert De Niro's birthday. Tomorrow, we remember Patrick Swayze. It's National Cupcake Day, and it's Christian Slater, Edward Norton, Malcolm Jamal Warner's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Tony Scott. It's also former President Bill Clinton's birthday, and it's World Humanitarian Day, along with Matthew Perry's birthday. Thursday, we remember Phyllis Diller, Isaac Hayes, and Scott McKinsey. It's National Radio Day, and Demi Lovato, Andrew Garfield, and Amy Adams' birthday. Friday, we remember Count Jazz pianist Basie. New album release, Emotion, by Carly Rae Jepsen. And it's Loretta Devine and the state of Hawaii's birthday. Saturday, we remember Nicholas Ashford, as well as Chuck Go-Go Godfather Brown. It's Kristen Wiggs and Tori Amos' birthday. And there are no birthdays to relay for Sunday. I would like to take this time to congratulate all of the Teen Choice Award winners and participants as well. Macklemore and tour manager Trisha Davis welcomed daughter Sloan Ava Simone on May 29th. The couple wed on June 27th. Stephen Colbert will welcome George Clooney at his first guest when he takes over CBS's The Late Show on September the 8th. Rapper Busta Rhymes was arrested and charged with second-degree assault after allegedly throwing a protein drink at a New York City gym employee's head on August the 5th. So let's keep him in our prayers. As well as Sandra Lee, who was set to undergo surgery on August the 11th due to complications stemming from her May double mastectomy. Singer Jana Kramer is expecting her first child with her husband, NFL pro Michael Cousin. And in our prayers box, we also have Kelly Rutherford, who recently participated in a six-year custody battle with her ex, Daniel Glersh. So we will keep their family in our prayers as well. In our prayers box. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. All right? So let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books. In the books are chapters. And the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Kings chapter 23, beginning with verse 18. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion. Ready? Let's begin. And he said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger. Josiah took away and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, Keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden to the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law, which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to the law of Moses. Neither after him there any like him. And that was King Josiah. Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city, Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, My name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh, Nashah, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates. And King Josiah went against him and slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him a chariot dead from Megiddo and brought him to Jerusalem and buried him in his own sepulchre. And the people of the land took Jehoshaphat, the son of Josiah, and anointed him and made him king in his father's stead. So now we have Jehoshaphat as the new king. Now Jehoshaphat was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. 3 months, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. Pausing for a moment. Now his father, Josiah, is recorded in God's words that he was the most valued king in regards to morals. And in verse 25, we read, And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. So how is it possible that his son, Jehoshaphat, did not recall all that was taught to him by his father? Could it be that his father never taught him about participating in kingship, leadership? Could it be because he was only 23 years of age? We know that there were kings much younger than he that ruled. So, what's up with Jehoshaphat? In verse 33, And Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah, and the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharnashah made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in the room of Josiah his father, and turned his name to Jehoiakim. So he changed Josiah's name to Jehoiakim and took Jehoahaz away. And he came to Egypt and he died there. So that's what the Pharaoh did. Once they got to Egypt, he passed away. He was no longer with them. And Jehoiakim, new name now, gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, to a new Pharaoh perhaps, but he taxed the land to give them money according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land and of everyone according to his taxation policies of the time, to give it unto Pharaoh Nashash. Pausing for a moment. So, who passed away? Was it Jehoahaz who had passed away and not the Pharaoh? And took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt and died there. So Jehoahaz passed away and not the Pharaoh, Nashash. So Jehoiakim was 25 years old, 2 years later, when he began to reign. And he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Padiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. Very interesting verses in chapter 23. A little confusing, Chapter 24. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servants, the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Now Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months, like one of the former kings that we have discussed. He reigned for 3 months before he was no longer. Well, Jehoiachin reigned in Jerusalem 3 months, and his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants did besiege it. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother and his servants and his princes and his officers or officials. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. 8, biblical meaning of new beginnings. And he carried out thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house
and cut at pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. And he carried away all of Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remained, save the poorest sort of the people of the land. So, pausing for a moment, back then, craftsmen and smiths had high rankings in communities. Not just your ordinary craftsmen. These were people who were very skilled in their giftings and talents. They had practiced, they had learned, they were well-learned people, so they knew their craft, and the blacksmiths knew what they were doing. So they weren't poor. But guess who were left? The poorest of the poor of the land. Continuing in verse 15, and he carried away Jehoshaphat to Babylon, and the king's mother and the king's wives and his officers and the mighty of the land, those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. And all the men of might, even 7,000, seven biblical meaning completion, and craftsmen and smiths, 1,000, one biblical meaning, nothing can over exceed God. God is it. God alone. He alone is all things. So with the craftsmen, there were 1,000 of them. And smiths, another 1,000. All that were strong and apt for war, even them the king of Babylon brought captives to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's king, in his stead, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Chapter 25. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his hosts, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it. And they built forts against it round about. And the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And on the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. So they had a famine. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled by night, by the way of the gate between two walls. Two biblical meaning, double for your trouble. Two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about, and the king went through the way toward the plain. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And all his armies were scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And they gave judgment upon him. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon. And in the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which is the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar's king of Babylon, came Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem.
And he burnt the house of the Lord and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem. And every great man's house burnt he with fire. Pausing for a moment. So this war seems more about economics, about capturing the well-off and destroying all of their possessions, wouldn't you say? Verse 10, and all the army of the Chaldees that were with the captain of the guard break down the walls of Jerusalem round about. Now the rest of the people that were left in the city and the fugitives that fell away to the king of Babylon with a remnant of the multitude did Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carry away. But the captain of the guard left of the poor of the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. So, pausing for a moment, they forced people to be husbands to the females that were left. Continuing, and the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord, and the bases, and the brazen sea that was in the house of the Lord, did the Chaldees break in pieces, and carry the brass of them to Babylon. And the pots and the shovels and the snuffers and the spoons and all the vessels of brass wherewith they ministered took they away. And the fire pans and the bowls and such things as were of gold in gold and of silver in silver the captain of the guard took away. The two pillars, one sea, and the bases which Solomon, King Solomon, wise King Solomon, had made for the house of the Lord. The brass of all these vessels was without weight. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and the chapiter upon it was brass, and the height of the chapiter 3 cubits, and the wreathen work and the pomegranates upon the chapiter round about, all of brass. And like unto these had the second pillar with wreathen work. And the captain of the guard took Zeriah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. And out of the city he took an officer that was set over the men of war, and five men of them that were in the king's presence, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, which mustered the people of the land, and 80 men of the people of the land that were found in the city. Our last verse for this discussion. And Nebuchadnezzar, then, captain of the guard, took these and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, Nebuzaradan. That's who we're referring to now. He was the captain of the guard. All right, so thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with the conclusion of the book of the Second Kings. I know that you're learning much, so let's give praise. We're almost finished with this particular book, and we'll continue with the book of the Chronicles next. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@shirleenonline.com. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over signed scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.